Welcome to the Spud Spotlight podcast series, where we shine a light on the heart of our community. Each episode, we celebrate the stories, journeys, and voices of Spuds from the past, present, and future. From alumni making waves in the world, to students building their path, to the people shaping what's next, this is where we honor what it means to be a part of Spud Nation. This month's episode of the Spud Spotlight continues our series focused on the incredible activity opportunities available to students at Horizon. Each episode in this series highlights a different program through the lens of our aligned Morehead High School coaches and directors to help families understand the value, purpose, and community behind each activity. We're turning the spotlight to two of the most iconic and community-centered Spud programs, volleyball and football. In this episode, I sit down with Coach Amber Fugelberg and Coach Kevin Feeney to explore what makes these sports so meaningful for athletes who join them. We talk about the culture and character that define their programs, the skills they hope every athlete walks away with, and how the Horizon experience sets students up for success at the high school level. You'll also hear about the mantras, traditions, and values that continue to shape Spud volleyball and Spud football into two of the strongest cultures in the region. Let's get into it. We are here, episode two in our series of talking with coaches, our varsity program coaches that are aligning with our middle school activities. We got Coach Fugelberg of the volleyball organization and Coach Feeney with Morehead football. Again, this series dedicated to getting sort of a feel for what our activities are trying to accomplish. And I'm going to start with you, Coach Fugelberg. Can you start by just introducing yourself, talk about your role here in Morehead, and how long you've been involved with volleyball, you know, both as an athlete, because I know you played here, and also as a coach?
Yeah, so like Principal Holton said, I am Amber Fugelberg, and this is my fourth season with Morehead Volleyball as the head coach, but I coached, I think it's my 13th year that I've been coaching with the program. I had been a Spud. I played for Coach Charlene for 4 years when I was in high school, and just absolutely fell in love with the game as a fifth grader, my first year playing volleyball with our Morehead Juniors program. Coach Al Bull was my coach at that point, and she's another Morehead Spud. She teaches at Dorothy Dodds, I believe, still, and she's a big reason why I wanted to get into coaching. She just was such an inspiration to me, and I just absolutely love the connections that she built with her students and her athletes, and just built confidence in us, and it just was something that I wanted to always give back. And so my time with the program as a player just kind of shaped me into wanting to come back and give back to being a Spud and, you know, continue to shape athletes into who they are today. And I think that was, you know, my time in the program helped me want to give back and to be a coach. And so I think, you know, once a Spud, always a Spud is so true. And I think it's really fun to be in the position I am today and see and keep in touch with all of the athletes that we coached and played with and how many people want to come back and support the program. And I think it's just a really well-rounded program that, you know, was established by Karen Schumacher. And then, you know, Charlene took over and, you know, now I'm coaching. And I think it's just kind of a legacy that's been built. And the amount of people that have had and went through the program and had such a wonderful time and experience. And now, you know, they're giving back in a variety of ways, I think is really cool.
Are you the third? So you mentioned three individuals. Are you the third coach that Morehead Volleyball has had?
I believe there was somebody before Karen, and I can't remember at this point, but I know like Karen had coached for many, many years. And then Char had coached for many years. So I know that there probably were a couple in between and I'd have to look. Sure. Brian Cole would know for sure, but I'm not sure.
That's a cool legacy. We'll hit on that later. Some legacy question, but yeah, that's cool. Coach Feeney, how about you? Talk about your role here and then how long you've been a part of the football program.
Yeah, so I came to Morehead High School in 2010. Been the head football coach since then. And then I worked in the weight room throughout the school day, all 16 years, and currently basically work with human performance class. Excuse me. So that is primarily all the athletes at the high school through all the sports. And then I also help coach track in the spring with the sprinters, with boys and girls sprinters. And then, but yeah, so love my time here in Morehead. I think we've, you know, we've We've had a very consistent staff throughout our time, and we've always kind of tried to add any missing pieces that we possibly can, and recruit the heck out of our own hallways and try to get every kid that wants to try the game of football, because we feel like the game of football represents life, and there's a lot of life lessons that they can be learned through our football program, and that will hopefully make them a better person on and off the field and later on in life.
Can you talk a little bit, Amber touched on it. Can you talk about a mentor, like what got you, what had you, you know, at the point where you started coaching, you know, your first year as a coach anywhere was like, yep, this is something I want to do.
Yeah. So number one, I played for my father in high school, who was a 38 plus year head football coach, and played for him in high school and then played at North Dakota State and played for two amazing head football coaches, Rocky Hager and Bob Babich. And the two staffs that they put together were amazing. And so I knew right away that I wanted to get into coaching. And at 22, 23 years old, was a head football coach at Fargo-Shanley and got to know Sid Sitchi, who is a legend in North Dakota for many, many years. And then went to Fargo South and same thing, got hooked up with Dale Hurdle, who was the head football coach and a legend at Fargo South for a number of years. And then took over to Moorhead. And one of the first guys I got to meet was Jim Gota, who our stadium's named after. And just kind of really have been fortunate to be around tremendous coaches my entire life, and really believe that athletics in general is so important in the development of kids, and so important in getting them to understand all the different areas that you got to be successful in, because we're not looking for just guys who can be successful on the football field, because if you're successful on the football field, you can be successful in a lot of areas, and that includes academics and in our community.
Yeah, perfect. I'm going to hit on that a little bit, actually. But I do want to talk a little bit about like just your activity in general, the details of your sport. What are you looking to coach? We'll hit on like the character stuff and the culture later. But like when you think Spud football players, and maybe specifically at the middle school, like what is it that you want to see them coming ready to do?
Number one, they got to be willing to be coached, and they have to be able to be willing to learn how to work hard. And that's not something that they necessarily come with. I think it's something that our middle school staff strives to encourage kids, number one, to participate and learn the details of the game. Because so much of playing a varsity sport is being able to take coaching and then being able to focus and learn not just on the field, but learn off the field. And what I'm getting at there is we do meetings. We have walkthroughs. We do stuff essentially all summer long through our summer strength and speed program that we tie into our football skills. And so it's much more than just an August to October, November, whenever our season is over, because we require essentially the kids to put in a lot of off-season time. And that should be something that will pay off for them on the football field, but will also pay off for them in their winter and spring activities, which I want to say over 95% of our football team is involved in other activities other than football. And football is going to enhance those other activities. And on the flip side of that, those other activities are going to enhance their ability on the football field.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Fugelberg, how about you? A middle school, you know, volleyball player transitioning to the high school, what do you want to see?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, like he said, like Coach Feeney said, just the ability to learn and adjust. I think that's the big things that we kind of look for is, you know, Horizon is able to build a lot of those foundational skills. There aren't a lot of volleyball opportunities until you reach fifth grade. And so, you know, there's still a lot of foundational skills that need to be built at that middle school level. I know it's really fun to get into those competitions and win, but, you know, winning isn't everything at the youth level. And so I think just really honing in on those foundational skills and being able to, you know, figure out those expectations and those routines and just being able to work hard on those foundational skills and learning decision-making, strategy, discipline, teamwork, you know, being able to be resilient and kind of bounce back from, you know, setbacks that they might have, I think are really the things that we're looking for them to build at that middle school level so that they can be successful when they enter our program as ninth graders. You know, I think, you know, what we've done here at the volleyball program, and a lot of credit to you, Corey, is that we've kind of tweaked things every year here. to make things, you know, more suitable for us and what we're looking for as a high school staff. And I think, you know, that's huge for us that we're able to, you know, build that connection and kind of make that bridge be our middle school program, and to be able to build those foundational skills and to work together to make sure that the athletes are getting what they need here, so that by the time they get to us, they're feeling confident and they're able to be successful.
Yeah, I think that's part of why I think the goal that we've worked to establish with both you guys and all of our programs really is like a connection. So it makes sense, right? You go from point A to point B to point C, and then we get to the high school and let you guys be the experts and take them on.
Hey, Corey, I want to quick add into some of that too. I mean, Amber did a great job of it, kind of touching on some areas that I think, you know, specifically to football and middle school kids, number one, shapes and sizes at the middle school level are very, very wide as far as their abilities and their experience. And, you know, I always try to explain to all parents that football doesn't discriminate. They don't care what color you are. They don't care how big you are. We have guys this year, for example, on our varsity that was a 3-year starter for us that was about 5'6 and 135 pounds. And then we have guys who are 6'4 and 305 pounds. And so, I mean, all shapes and sizes are required in the game of football. And, you know, my biggest thing with all families is you don't need to be exceptional in every single area in the game of football, because there are so many different position groups and there's so many different phases of the game that there's going to be opportunities. And football, the best part about football is the amount of participants that we have and their ability to get on the field. I mean, on a normal Friday night at the varsity level, we're playing up to 35 guys usually a night. And then when you start getting into JV and freshman programs, you know, we have the ability to play of multiple kids. And so the opportunities for game time success is tremendous. But like I said, it requires the work prior to and the practices and the off-season training and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's actually, you actually just answered my next question perfectly, but I'll give you a chance here to add on if you'd like. You got a middle schooler who comes to me or comes to you guys and is like, hey, you know, I'm on the fence. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm thinking about joining football. You know, what do you tell that kid? What do you tell that family to push them across the line to get involved?
Number one, that, you know, your time specifically when you get to ninth grade on up through the high school level is we're going to, number one, we're going to take the most important thing that you have in life, and that is your time. And so when you're willing to give your time, we're going to make sure that there's a lot of value to it, and it's going to be the best experience that it possibly can. And I try to make sure that every kid, I can't guarantee that every kid's going to score a touchdown or get an interception or something like that, but I can guarantee every kid's going to be treated with respect and they're going to be given the most amount of characteristics that are going to be really valuable, and that you're going to have a great experience. I think we try to make sure that every kid has a tremendous experience that steps a part of our program. And that starts with the relationship with our staff. And we spend so much time with these kids that we do know the kids on and off the field. And not only am I going to get to spend a lot of time with you in the football season, like I said, I'm with you year round because I'm in the weight room and all the sports that go through that. And so I think the biggest thing is we want to really just challenge kids to be a part of as many experiences. My number one thing that I say to all kids is, keep going up to every season and every practice until a coach tells you not to come back. And yeah, in football, that will never happen. So, but just keep showing up. As long as you keep showing up, you're going to have a leg up.
Yeah. Amber, we're going to kick the same question to you. And it's interesting, you maybe get the opportunity to do this because you're with us at the middle school. So you see these kids in the hallways and they're kicking around the idea of playing volleyball. What are you telling them about participating?
Yeah, you know, our numbers have astronomically grown. I know, like, my first year, like, we've steadily had 90 kids try out every year, if not 100 kids try out for our program. And I think that's really great because, you know, especially with, you know, the women's sports movement right now with everything going on with that, I think it's a really powerful time for girls to get involved in athletics. And, you know, to be able to see themselves in others with just the movement that has been going on, I think it's really great. you know, for women and women in sports to continue to grow and find opportunities, you know, with volleyball, but with all athletics. I think that's really the big goal, is that, you know, find something that you love and, you know, put all your time and effort, you know, into those things, and you'll find enjoyment. You know, I think, you know, what we talk about with, you know, girls coming up to me in the hallways and asking about volleyball, you know, there's so many opportunities. If, you know, it's not the fall season, like there's so many clubs around our area that you can be involved in. And I think that's absolutely great. You know, for our athletes to try it, if it's something that they're interested in, to try it before they actually commit their time, you know, to playing. And I think, it's just, it's been really great to see, you know, a lot of new faces trying out every year and giving it a whirl and coming to our camps in the summertime and, you know, putting in the work to get better and really giving it their all. I think, you know, that's such a rewarding experience to, you know, try something new and to have fun with it, and to build connections, you know, with other athletes. And I think it's just been really special to see the amount of numbers of athletes that we've had come out in our middle school program and in our high school program, and just the girls that are interested in our sports and continuing to play. I think it's really cool.
So you, like, perfect segue. You guys have massive programs at the middle school. They're two of our biggest programs when we consider the numbers of kids who sign up to participate. What do you think it is? And I'll start with you, Coach Fugelberg. What do you think it is about the team culture, the volleyball culture, that make it special for athletes who are in it, and that also, like, it's so inclusive, popular, and accessible?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can play volleyball for a really long time. Like, I know I still play volleyball now, and, you know, maybe not as good as I once was, but it's still fun. And I think that's the big thing, is, like, it's such a fun sport to play. You can have high level skill. You can have, you know, skills where you're just passing the ball to each other, and it's still fun. And I think that's what's so great about our sport, is that, you know, you don't have to be the best in order to have fun and to play the game and to learn and to work hard and to, you know, be inclusive with others. And I think that's what's really cool, is that, you know, there's such a range of abilities, and, you know, watching our 12s teams who are learning to serve for the first time, and, you know, talking with parents about how, oh my gosh, like, it's crazy how far they've come developmentally from each level or from game to game to game. Because when you put your mind to those foundational skills and you work at it, you can improve really quickly. And there's so many aspects to the game of volleyball. And I think it's just really cool that we're able to provide an opportunity to so many kids, and we're able to have, you know, as many teams as we, I think, what, correct me if I'm wrong, but like eight teams each.
Yeah, we had 12 this
grade.
Year.
Yeah. And I think that's really, really a fun opportunity, is that we have, you know, volleyball's grown throughout our community here, Fargo-Moorhead area. And we were able to host, you know, an outdoor game for the first time with Landon's Light. And I think that was just such a special moment, where it really did bring our community together and for such a great cause. And I think, you know, the more that people see our sport and how fun it is, and, you know, that there is that range of ability, I think more people want to continue to get involved. But again, it's a lifelong sport that you can continue to play. You don't have to just play collegiately. You can play for fun. You can play co-ed. Men's volleyball is taking off, and I think it's just a really fun sport to be involved in. And you don't have to be the best in order to play.
Yeah. And I'm interested, Kevin, to hear your answer to this, because it's almost, you know, football is a little bit different in that there is kind of a timestamp for most people of, like, this is your opportunity where it kind of caps. But talk to me about, you know, what in your opinion makes your program in football so special for athletes to join, so inclusive and so popular, because it is, it's huge.
Yeah. You know what? I think that I always try to explain to people, number one, football, it ends. There's no old man football. Like, yeah, what Aber was talking about with volleyball, it ends with football. And a majority of those kids, the high school experience is the end. And so I think that in itself creates kind of just a little bit more sense of urgency within our kids. And I'm extremely biased, but I do believe our football team is extremely talented off the field in how they carry themselves. And so they're very inclusive group as far as trying to get people to be a part of our program, but also whether it's support our program. And this community, like Amber was talking about, is tremendous. And so Friday nights are really, really special. And we don't get enough opportunities for the amount of hours and preparation that we put into it. And so when we're guaranteed four home games, those four home games are usually pretty special for all of our players. And that's a big, big salute to our community, because on average, if anybody's been to our games, they can see the tremendous support that we get from them. And then obviously the amazing run that we just went on with our football program this last few weeks here, you can see the outpouring of people that made the trek to Minneapolis for multiple games at US Bank Stadium. And I just think that type of experience and the excitement that is around it in the hallways and what it creates on that Friday night experience is just something that you can't replicate in a lot of other areas. And I think if you were to get an opportunity to talk to any of our players that are, you know, that have been a part of that for a number of years, they're going to make sure that they explain how special of an opportunity is to represent Morehead High School in the state of Minnesota at such a high level.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you talk about that, and I, this is probably a hard topic, a hard question to answer, because the season just ended, right? So I don't want to dig up emotions of you guys saying goodbye to seniors, but when your seniors leave, what life lessons do you hope they take with them? Like, what are you hoping they walk away with? And Kevin, I'll start with you.
Yeah, you know what? I touched a little bit on it at the start there. I always kind of say football is life, and there's going to be great days in life, and there's going to be challenging and adversity that shows up in life. And football, that happens daily. It happens on the practice field. It's going to challenge you mentally and physically every single day when you're out there, because it's not one of those things that you can just show up and think, oh, I'm just going to get through it. Nah, we have a slogan within our program. You're either getting by or you're getting better. And we're going to push you every single day to get better. And things that are super important in life are things that you've got to invest a lot of time in. And it's really hard to not see those things through. And so what I'm getting at is the more you invest, the more output you get out of it. And I think within our program, the biggest thing is we're going to pour a lot of things into you. But when you walk away from this, you're going to have so many things. And Amber talked a little bit about them. But, you know, some of the key ones are discipline, toughness, hard work, punctuality. I mean, that I'm being on time. And like I said, just keep showing up. I think that's the biggest thing is through those hard times, you've got a team of guys that are going through the exact same thing. And I think when you think about different jobs and different opportunities that they're going to have later in life, is you got to lean on people that trust and are going to support you. And that's exactly what we're trying to achieve within our football program, with our staff and within our players.
Amber, how about you? As your seniors walk off for the last time, maybe you meet with them or whatever, as they're exiting, what are you hoping they're taking with them?
Yeah, I think, you know, two of the big things that come to mind that we talk about almost every day and every season for sure is hard work matters even when no one's watching. And then your response to adversity defines you more than the adversity itself. And I think, you know, like a lot of times when they're going through high school, you know, they're going through tough things. Like they're navigating a lot of things. And I think, you know, us giving them the tools to deal with that as a high school athlete, you know, serves them far more than when they're going off, you know, to college or to their future jobs or dealing with families and all the hardships that come as with being adults. I think, you know, our sports, our programs in Morehead really take pride in helping make sure that we're shaping them into young adults so that when they do go into the real world, that they're prepared in multiple ways to be successful beyond just our sports. But I think our sports help them find ways that they can use those, the teamwork, the collaboration, working together, you know, being a part of something that's bigger than just them, I think is the really key items that they take from our sports and apply to, you know, their everyday life after high school and beyond. Yeah. Our program.
Absolutely. It's the first time that you get to be a part of a team. Like everybody's a part of a team where you're in the workplace, you're working on a team. And that's why I, you know, from an activity standpoint, like being a teammate, showing up on time, working hard, working through adversity, all that stuff is things that just serve you in life. So You guys have both talked about slogans or like mantras that you go back to. So Coach Fee, I'm going to start with you because it was on my mind as you guys were, you know, going through your send off stuff. I saw the grit sweatshirts, right? Can you tell me what the grit, what it means? We'll start there. Just tell me what it means.
Yeah. So it's growth, responsibility, intensity, and toughness. And, okay. This football team specifically this year, you know, I think the biggest compliment that I continued to get about our team is when you watched us play, we were never going to be the biggest football team. We didn't have the most guys on our football team. What we did is we really knew how to compete, and our kids played literally every single snap like it was their last snap. And I think if you learn how to just pour yourself out there and give every single thing that you got into it, typically things are going to work out for those people later in life. And I think our football team really represented themselves in our community exactly the way that they wanted them to.
So is your theme, is, you know, is that a constant thing? Like, do you have consistent annual sayings and themes, or is that something you guys shift based on the season and kind of the dynamics at play?
Yeah. So each year we create a motto that's kind of, you know, like specific to that team. The one kind of overall that always rides with us is win as one. And I think in the Moorhead community that encompasses a lot, because number one, we have one high school. And so winning as one means that our one high school is going to be successful in every area. And then within that, you can tailor it down to in the football program and saying, you know what, we like I said, we've got a lot of players that have to be successful for us each and every single snap. And so win as one means that the offense, the defense, and special teams all have to do their parts. And you got to trust and rely on the people next to you to be successful. And all those things are exactly what you just talked about, Corey. When you're in a team later on in life in your real jobs, I mean, all that kind of stuff comes to fruition and you got to be successful. But each and every year we want to try and, you know, get something that means something to this team. And this last year we moved up a class and we kind of just stayed with our standard has been our standard. We feel like we hold kids to a high standard and that we have a successful way of doing things both on and off the field. And that even though our opponents were changing and the schools were going to be bigger and faster and stronger than maybe what we've ever seen before, is we felt like we had an opportunity to be successful because of the standard that has been set for a long, long time before this group ever got here.
Coach Fugelberg, you've talked about yours too. Are you an annual mantra? Like, do you got an annual saying that you cling to, or do you guys shift it kind of like Coach Feeney described?
Yeah, we kind of shifted. So every summer I get together with our group of seniors and we kind of brainstorm ideas. And the kind of neat thing that we get to do as a group is we design t-shirts for our camp, for our youth camp. And so the seniors, like, they're tasked with coming up with our model for the season and then designing the t-shirts for their summer program that they're putting in the off-season work in. And so I think it's kind of a fun little tradition that we've started, you know, just to continue to have those girls buy into what that motto is and really take ownership of that mantra, so that they see it, you know, not only as something that we kind of created, but something that we can buy in as a culture of our entire program through the kindergartners that we see all the way through the seniors that we see. So it's kind of a fun way that connects us all together. And then we just really tie in that mantra for the season, because the seniors were the ones that created it and they're the ones that kind of get to leave their mark on the program. And as they've worked through that, they've kind of earned that right to, you know, leave their mark on our program in their own unique way with their leadership that they've built with us.
What was yours this year's mantra?
It starts with one.
Okay. So
1 point, one teammate, you know, extra effort. It starts with one person and they kind of can take the load and spread that wealth. You know, we talk about how positivity, it starts with one person and, you know, we want to spread that positive one person at a time. And so I think that's kind of where that group said is, you know, hey, it might not be all of us, like we're not the most talented group, but it starts with one of us and we can all work together to be one team.
Cool. Can you talk a little bit about, so you like, the future, right? High school is just, it's a cool, you know, place to be because you're getting new kids and unlike a, you know, a collegiate atmosphere at this point or the professionals, like you're getting the kids that are coming up in the class and you get to groom the kids that you get. So talk to me about, cause your future, right? Your vision as a head coach, you got to have the season in the, you know, the focus. You got to have the future in the focus, and you got to talk about kind of all of the different pieces, you know, your legacy and how they all fit together. Amber, can you talk first about where you see the future of Morehead volleyball going?
Yeah, you know, I think this is really fun because when Shar took over, or when I took over for Shar, I think, you know, she had done this for so many years before me. And I think, you know, change is hard. And so every year we've tried to implement a small change to make our program unique to the times that we're in now. You know, we moved up to the 4-class system a couple years ago. And, you know, like Coach Feeney talked about, that comes with its own challenges, but setting that standard of excellence is kind of what's keeping us steady. You know, we compete just like any other sport in our program. We compete with a lot of high level teams that we see on a regular basis. And I think, you know, making those adjustments little by little has kind of been what we've done. But, you know, I think we're really excited for some of the things that we have planned and the reflections that we do as a coaching staff after every season. You know, one thing that we're excited to do is just have some more volunteer opportunities where our girls get to get into the classroom and to connect with the little spuds. I think it's something that, you know, we've really strived to do. And, you know, our girls are, you know, involved in so many different activities. And I think just connecting them with the youth is one of the pieces that we've kind of been missing these last couple of years. And so I know our girls are excited to find ways to give back and to, you know, get into our classroom and inspire the littles. And they want to have some buddies. And so we're trying to find some ways to incorporate that and host different youth days so that we can kind of connect our programs and just get more youth involved and connected with our high school program. Just so that everyone can kind of get, see the future of volleyball together and kind of shape that together as we go throughout our program. But I think, you know, just looking at our culture and the leadership within our program and how excited some of these middle school girls are, and it's fun because I get to see them every day. And I think it's fun because I get to see them now when they're developing into, you know, young women, but I also get to see them, you know, when they're in the high school program too. And I think that's a really fun experience for me, not to just see them for 4 short years, but to get to see them in their youth developing levels too. We also talked about, and our girls kind of brought to us that they wanted to do a book study this summer. And so we're really excited to implement that. And they want to be better leaders, which I think is, you know, something that attests to their character. Is they just really want to find ways to grow as people. You know, and I think that, again, attributes to them just wanting to be better human beings. And I think that's really special. Because that transitions to our volleyball program, you know, them putting in the time and the effort that they do into just being well-rounded people shows us the benefit, you know, being a volleyball player as well.
Yeah, that's good for them. That's really cool. Coach Feeney, how about you mentioned the move, the bump to 6A. You both, right, are competing at the highest level in the state of Minnesota, which is a competitive place to play. A lot of really good teams and players and programs are sitting and on your schedules on a year-to-year basis now. The future of Morehead football, what's it look like?
Yeah, you know what? I think Amber talked a lot about it. And I think the big message that our group wanted to make sure that they kind of got out there this year is you're never just given respect. You've got to earn respect. And we played the best teams in the state of Minnesota. This last year, out of the 8 teams, obviously in the final 8, we were one of the 8 and we played the other 7. And we're the only team in the history of the tournament to do that. And so, you know, I think the biggest thing, like, you know, the opportunities for our kids and that's where I think the stage has been awesome, because I think it gives us an opportunity to, you know, get state recognition, but also, like I was talking about, our community and how important it is for our community, because the culture that our kids create is you know, like, for example, the training that we're doing every single day. A ninth grader is training with sophomores, juniors, and seniors in the weight room. And so they see that standard. They see that what's required and the day in and day out, you know, just work ethic that's required to be successful. And, you know, when we talk all the sayings, it's like the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And if you do a great job of training, you do a great job with your academics, guess what? There's going to be opportunities for you to be successful in any of the sports that you play. And like I said, I think the beauty that we're at right now is we have some high level kids that are going to play football beyond high school. But like I said, football doesn't go on forever. And so you cherish your time. And like I said, I think the biggest things coming out of it is you're going to be around guys like you. And what I'm saying is that we've got all kinds of guys with all kinds of personalities. And the beauty of football is, like I said, it doesn't discriminate. We've got guys that are rah-rah guys. We got guys that don't say a word. We've got huge guys, tiny guys. It does not matter. And we need them all. And all people can be on the game of football. And we need all those personalities to be a part of a program. And like I said, we try hard to make sure that the experience is going to be tremendous for each one of these kids.
And I'll just say, like, I shouldn't say it was eye opening because I remember really vividly, like, we sent our teams off to state, and I remember going to the Metrodome and watching our team play, and, like, you know, my favorite players and all those different things. But man, it hits you a little different when you're a coach, or, you know, I remember, you know, the guys that were walking through our hallways as you guys were heading off to state, like, they were causing chaos in our hallways not that long ago. And I mean, our kids are going wild seeing them and asking for autographs. And so, Amber, like when you mentioned the impact that your current athletes can have on younger generations, like they are legitimate celebrities within our schools. And I just think that's such a cool part of like the future of all activities is the future is in the grade, the school below you or the grade level below you. And you know, it's fun as a middle school guy to be able to tell our kids who are eighth graders, like that will be you in 4 years, and you'll be signing the autograph of this year's fourth grader. Like it's just it's a cool cycle that we all get to be a part of. All right. So we got a few, we end the episodes with some rapid fire, some fun types of questions. So meant to be kind of just off the cuff and to get you thinking just about random stuff. So I'm going to start first with you, Coach Fugelberg. You got to give me the greatest athletes of all time in your sport.
Oh gosh. Kerry Walsh.
Okay. That was mine too. When I was writing down mine, that was mine too. Coach Feeney, I got to hear yours.
Well, you know, growing up, I was a huge John Elway fan. So I've stayed strong with this even through the Tom Brady years that John Elway was my favorite player of all time.
Love it. Love it.
Well, mainly because the Vikes would always blow the games at noon and then John Elway would win the games at 3 o'clock for me. So it wasn't a hard sell.
There you go. All right. Now this one's a little bit more fun. I'm going to give a little bit of context. I worked in Fargo and Kevin, I worked with Dean, who you spent some time. Shout out to Dean Wilson. I'm going to send him this episode, make sure he gets his moment of glory. But I worked with Dan Schultes too. And I didn't realize that Dan Schultes was in the QB room with you at NDSU.
That he was.
And so we were talking one day just about, you know, people who you're around and who have a natural way of going about things. And the answer to his question or this question for him, you were on that list. So it'll make sense in a second here, but Amber, first for you, the best athlete that you've been around firsthand. What I mean by that is you've either played with them or you coached them. And then I'd like you to talk about what made them special and use athlete generally. I'm not talking about like the person who can jump the highest or do the different things like the person who, if you were starting a team that you've witnessed firsthand, who'd you pick?
Oh gosh. You know, I think one of my high school teammates, Olivia Osley, she just was like the true teammate. I think she just always was willing to like go the extra mile and just make sure that everyone felt good and like set the tone for everybody. And then I think I do have to give a shout out to our senior athlete, Caitlin Walters, this year. She just is another person who just like sets the tone for excellence and like she's going to get you to go there with her, like leave nobody behind. Like you're with me, we're doing the thing together. And I think that's tremendous of both of them. I think they took people to the next level with them.
Cool. I love it. So Kevin, that came up in conversation because Dan was talking about how hard he had to work and just how easy you had a way of making it look. So shout out to you, but also shout out to Dan Schultes too. But for you, firsthand, person you played with or coached, what made them special and who's your pick?
Yeah, you know, the one I'm going to pick with that I played with is Lamar Gordon. He was a running back that ended up leaving North Dakota State, and he's in the Hall of Fame at North Dakota State and played multiple years in the NFL. Just a tremendous, tremendous player, but he was an amazing person. I mean, his skills on the field were incredible. I mean, one of the fastest players to ever play, I think, at North Dakota State. But just a genuine good person. And then I think that's where I kind of go back to, like, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. Because Lamar, when he came to us as a freshman, was going to be special, and he did it all through his college career and then obviously into his NFL career. And, you know, players that I've coached, I've been blessed to have a ton of them. So if I even start on that, I'm going to leave somebody out. But, you know, I go back to that, the when I first got to Moorhead in 2010, we had a really special group of ninth graders that were going to be sophomores, and they kind of set the tone for us. And, you know, that was guys like Chase Morlock, Aaron Lean, AJ Wheeler, and a host of other guys. But, you know, those are the guys that kind of just led each and every sport. It didn't matter because they were great football players, but, you know, Aaron's one of the best basketball players to ever play at Moorhead High School, and AJ Wheeler is one of the toughest wrestlers that I know the wrestling program has ever had. And so, I mean, they kind of set the tone for us here at Moorhead High School. But then we've just been, like I said, blessed to have tremendous, tremendous players throughout my time here at Moorhead.
My brother was my oldest brother went to MSUM, and he, like, I think he saw Lamar Gordon in person one time, and he came home and, like, he could not stop talking about that dude. Like, that was, he was
a freak. He was a tremendous, tremendous guy though. I mean, like I said, his ability on the football field only was matched with his ability off the field.
Cool. Yeah. Love it. All right. I got next one, and I hold you to it. You got one word that describes your team. Kevin, I'll go to you first.
Ooh. This last year's team or in general?
Let's go in general.
I'm going to say, like, I use always one word: compete. Our kids know how to compete, and year in and year out, our kids understand that when I just yell compete, that encompasses a lot of things.
Sure. Okay. Love it. Amber, how about you? You got one word.
Yeah, one word we use a lot is gritty. I think just, like, getting down and getting dirty. And you know, we go through a lot of tough drills. And I think, you know, we always talk about, hey, like, we got to be gritty now. And so I think the girls know what I mean when I say that. And it's a different kind of mindset that you have to enter. If we say, like, hey, we got a gritty drill coming up, like, they know what we mean, and they know exactly what kind of mindset they have to be in if we're gonna get into this drill or compete or whatever. That's the word that comes to mind.
Not does anybody do the gritty when you
that's no, what I was I did ask. I did have a girl a couple years ago that every time I said it, she would kind of do it behind my back, and, you know, and I'm like, you know, you might as well just do it in front of me, because I think everyone gets a little kick out of it. So shout out to Gracie Atchison with the gritty there. So
I like that. I mean, it's a nice way to visualize the word, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Ready. Oh, yeah. Last year's team, I think almost all of them, Annie Horan, Madden Bogenreef, all of them, they loved their gritty. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure David Mack almost got us 15 yards in the semifinals for doing the gritty at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yep. I was going to say, maybe he heard Coach Fugelberg saying gritty or something. It out. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was in my classroom. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. Like you said, to see those guys come back and, like, you know, just shout out to your program, Kevin, too. I think, you know, seeing those guys as eighth graders in middle school and still finding their way, and, you know, just seeing the young men that they are today is such a tribute to you as a coach, and just the shaping that they've done throughout their time in high school too, I think is really special. And, you know, like you said, Corey, just seeing those guys and how much they mean to the boys here at school, I think, you know, they are role models, and they're excellent role models for these kids too. And I think, you know, that's just a tremendous, you know, shout out to your program and how you're shaping these young men too.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Same to you, Amber.
I got two more for you. And I'm going to go to you first, Kevin. What's our favorite spot or our favorite thing that we're doing for a team bonding, team building opportunity in Moorhead? So if you're going to do a team building or a team meal or something, what's your favorite go-to?
Yeah, you know what? We do a lot of them, actually, within our program. We take kids over to Sweet Shots and do that for a team event. We do paintballing, which is a lot of fun also as a team. And then we do bowling. Shoot, this year we did the pickleball place. And so, yeah, we do a lot. But I think what we joke, at the end of our fall camp, we do a thing, a mandatory fun day. And we basically go to the lake, have a big old barbecue, and hang out after our last scrimmage and right before we kick off all the hard work for the regular season.
Cool. Amber, how about you? Team bonding opportunities that you take the girls?
Well, a couple years ago, they found out that my mom and I like to bake. And so now they ask me before every home game to bring them treats. And so we sit in the Spud Hub and we eat our treats before our game. But we do a program every summer called with motivational speaker Rick Rossier. And his motto is take it to the next level. And so, you know, we do that every year where we have the entire program come together as a large group and we take it to the next level together. And so he has like fun challenges and he has life mantras that he teaches the girls. And I think, you know, that's something that they talk about every year. So we eat a lot of food together, but we also have some fun little games that we play every season that kind of challenge us to build teamwork and trust in all of those things too. So.
Cool. And I mean, part of what's fun about this stuff and talking with you guys, and we did cross country with the last episode, is so much of that stuff, like, unless you're in the program, you don't really know what happens. And so I think from my lens, right, letting more people know that this is what you're signing up for, like, these are the cool things that go beyond just playing football or playing volleyball. This is what you're going to be a part of. I appreciate you guys coming on. So my last question for you, this is one we always end with. What's the best part about being a Spud? And Coach Fiegelberg, I'm going to go to you.
Yeah, I think the best part about being a Spud is just the community that we're involved in and how supportive everyone is. And I think, you know, like the saying, once a Spud, always a Spud, like, you know, it really hits home, like, with how much that we all support each other. And I think that's just the best part about being a Spud, is knowing that, like, you're supported, and, you know, not just within your program, but with all the programs, and the amount of, you know, collaboration and connectivity that we have with all the coaches and all the other programs, I think is something really special. And just seeing how much that we're all able to support each other in everything that we do, it really makes it meaningful and impactful, not only as a coach, but I think for our athletes too. And that's something that they'll continue to take away as they, you know, move on with their lives. I think they'll continue to remember once a Spud, always a Spud, and hopefully want to continue to give back to their communities just like we have given to them with that support too.
Yeah. Kevin, how about you? Best part about being a Spud?
Yeah, you know, Amber hit the nail on the head. I think, you know, we'd already talked a little bit about the Friday night experience at our games and what this community encompasses. And I think that's just the pride that, you know, we're going to put in a lot of time and our community supports us like crazy. And so we got to come out and put out a great product, both on and off the field. But, you know, when she's talking about all the programs, I think of in the fall, you know, everybody's excited for the new school year, all that kind of stuff. And everything's getting kicked off and our games are on Fridays. And I think Amber can attest to this. Our football team looks forward to going to every home volleyball game and getting rowdy in the stands and having a lot of fun. And but that support for each other. And like I said, the programs that our kids are a part of, that, you know, whether it's the fall, winter and spring, it really doesn't change. The expectations don't change, and success breeds success. And like I said, it all kind of starts to me in that weight room, because when you're in the weight room and you're around all the athletes, it's easy to support the athletes that are involved in all the different activities at the high school, because you're training together and you're going through the tough days together.
Yeah. And shout out to you guys at the high school and Coach Musselman and Lubitz and Salvi and that crew that you've got in the weight room and the human performance. It's trickled its way down to the middle school. And one of my favorite things is kids coming out of the weight room, our volleyball players asking, hey, like, what's the workout today? Was it hard? Like, I hate that exercise. Like, whatever, right? All of our kids are talking about it with each other. And that's been such a cool win is won, like, type of a feeling. Yep. It's regardless of what activity you're in. And some of our kids who are in there aren't even in an activity. They just want to get better, but they're doing it together. So, yeah, hit the nail on the head. I appreciate both you guys coming on. Like I said, this is number two of a longer drawn out series of us looking to tap into the minds of our high school program coaches and that align with the activities we offer here at Horizon. So I can't say thank you enough. I know the fall season is busy, and so appreciate you taking time to sit down and visit with me and answer some questions.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us on, Corey. Thank you.